Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting left tackle Spencer Drango. Spencer, what's it been like in the wake of the Joe Thomas injury, just, you know, kind of on the cusp to have to fill in such a role that's been held by an individual in the standing that Joe's been in the Cleveland Browns organization for so long?
Yeah, you know, I just try to step in and do the best I can for the guys around me and play my hardest for the team. You know, it's been, you hate to see a guy like Joe go down, especially the way he did. But, you know, it is football, and it's kind of a next man up mentality, and I'm just doing my best to fill in.
What's missing Joe in and around the locker room on a daily basis been like, and especially even furthermore in the O-line room for you guys to kind of rally together,
yeah,
to kind of keep you guys level-headed and give you the experience that Joe brings each and every week?
Yeah, you know, we've done a pretty good job of kind of trying to stick to business as usual, but it is a big hole that he's left. You know, he kind of pops in and out when he doesn't have treatment and stuff like that. And to my knowledge, I think he said he's going to be around as much as he can, which is, you know, a benefit for all of us because we do get that wisdom he has. And there's no pressure on him. He can really dial in and help anybody he needs to.
There's no pressure on him, but the pressure's on you with those big shoes to fill. Is there any insight or any, you know, intrigue that he's added to just give you as a young football player who's stepping into this role to really just manage what playing that position is in the NFL and protecting that quarterback blind side?
Yeah, you know, he's given me a lot of insight. And over the year I've been here, a year and a half I've been here, and especially now that, like I said, he's able to kind of really focus in and help other guys out. But no, you know, it's all about hand placement and details at this level. You know, the smallest detail at the very beginning of a play, if your first step's wrong, you get to beat. And so that's what he's done such a great job of over the years, is being a technician and, you know, always having his hands in the right spot, always having his feet in the right spot, and just being able to recover from literally anything if he needs to, just because his technique is that good. And so it's been great to be able to learn from him.
While your experience has been playing at guard here with the Cleveland Browns, share with the Cleveland Browns fans about your experience at Baylor. Where did you play?
Yeah,
almost your entire career in college.
Actually, my entire career, I did play left tackle at Baylor.
There
so, you know, it's a spot I'm familiar with. It's kind of like riding a bike. Guard was last year was a lot different for me, just because it was kind of like 3 days of practice and there you go, you're in. So this year, you know, I do have a lot of experience to fall back on. Granted, it's not at this level, but that experience does come quickly, just with the guys we're facing every day.
And what challenges do you and this young football team have over the last 8 weeks of the season, try to get over that hump and get a victory? Because as you know, one leads to another and then leads with a good feeling as you close the season.
You know, it is all about the details, like I said. We just got to keep honing in on those and continue to execute at a high level. You know, defense is playing outstanding. We got to be able to continue to help them out on offense and score points, because without points, you're not going to win.
Absolutely. Well, Spencer, good luck against the Lions, and good luck the rest of the season at left tackle.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it.